Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guest, actress and transformational thought leader, Wendy Braun.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And musical guest, La Palabra. I am Mark Lejeune, and now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
I am so excited about today's show. First of all, I'm sitting next to the beautiful Wendy Braun, and I can't wait till she could join in on the conversation, because I know she's going to have a lot of wonderful things to say. And already, we hit it off right away. She's funny, she's fun, and it's been so long that we've been whining on her show, and she's been, just when we book her, then she's like, I just got this, landed this show, I landed that show. She's been on TV so many times. She's in film, she's on TV, she's all over the place, and it's a really cool thing, and it's finally wonderful to have her in the studio. Besides, she has two boys, so there's that. It's like, so also La Palabra, who is a very well-known, well-respected band leader from Cuba, who travels with his big band and all that stuff, and so he's on the show. So what could be more exciting? And so it's interesting that, as exciting as this all is, today I was worried about... I was thinking about the fact that this coming weekend I'm speaking for the very first time on my book, The Little Dog That Could. And though I have done a lot of things in front of a lot of people, including dancing, which I don't do well, but singing and acting and storytelling and speeches, but I have never spoken about the book live and in front of a large audience. And so that's happening this weekend. And it's part of the Yes Salon International series happening at CineFamily, thanks to Lael Belove. So if anybody's interested, you can go to Yes Salon on Facebook and you'll find it. But I mention this also because... yes, I'm a little nervous. And the funny thing is that in the book, in the advertising for this event, Lael has said, Filippo said yes, and that's how this story came to be. Learn how he said yes. And so as I thought about that, she made up this title, which works. And then I thought, how do I relate what happened and to the yes? And I had to overcome... the things that everybody has to overcome. The fears, the insecurities, the no, I can't, or I shouldn't, or that's not me, or whatever it is. And so it's like, how perfect is this? Because today we're going to get all the tips from Wendy Braun, who's this actress who does all these things, TV, film, voiceover, etc. But she now also, or I should say, and she now also coaches other actors, and for that matter, she could coach the world, on exactly that, how to use our fears to our advantage, how to move beyond our biggest fears. And so I'm like, perfect timing, perfect timing. This is all new to me, and it's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm so happy this is happening. So it's all going to be happening right here on the Life Changes Show, right after this.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sharon Stone, and Alex Gray, on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Or you can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back, and today is a special day for many reasons, not just because I'm doing this thing this weekend, but today is our producer's birthday. Happy birthday, Mark LeJour.
Thank you.
Nice surprise.
So, there, I threw you off. Now, you probably forgot everything I said, and I have no comment.
I just have to say yes. I was thinking about what Lael inspired in you and the reality of the book story and what you have inspired in so many others. And that is true. I think it's the yes and that you were alluding to is such a powerful tool. But it's moving past the no's. It's overcoming the no's. You talk about fear. Everything that's fear-based is held up in a no somewhere. And so moving into yes, right, is the first step into that. So really excited to get some mentoring wisdom from our guest today.
Moving into yes. Well, that could be a great title for this show as well. We have Wendy Braun. Now, she's an actress. She's a voiceover artist. She, as Mark said, is a mentor, transformational thought leader, a CEO, and founder of Actor Inspiration. She's been on over 60 television and films, including Danny DeVito's It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. She's been on MTV's hit Faking It, ABC's Castle, and literally the list goes on and on. But I have to say this, and she became best known originally by doing these Mervyn's commercials, and of which she did 26 of them. I mean, that's no small feat. She did 26 of them.
That's how I know you.
That's exactly that's her. So she was described by Buzzin magazine as breathtaking in person. Tall, graceful, beautiful, and genuinely nice. And we can both attest to that now. Welcome to the show, Wendy Braun.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's awesome to be here. And I love hearing your whole story and how we are divine timing.
Yeah, who knew, right?
Yeah, it's perfect. I'm excited for you.
Well, you deal with this kind of stuff all the time with what you're doing.
Yeah.
So before we do, we should probably give a shout out to the person who introduced us.
I was going to bring that up. Absolutely.
Oh, sure.
Absolutely.
He'd
good
love
friend
it.
Of the Life Changes show, Mr. Matt King.
Matt King.
Thank you, Mr. Matt King. We were excited when we knew kind of, you know, your whole acting thing. Let's just start from, you know, here you are a kid. Mm. You're good at singing and dancing. And so tell us about that.
How it started?
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. It started, my mother was the romper room lady. I don't know if. You
Are you
know
serious?
That. That's probably how it all
on
started.
On television?
Yes. So
the lady with that
magic mirror?
No.
And she'd look through the magic mirror and say, romper, stomper, bumper, boo. Tell me true. Tell me, children. Tell me today. Did all my friends have fun at play? I see Filippo and Mark.
Yes.
I don't know if you watch that.
Yes.
But
she never said my name, and now you just did.
Yes. And people usually say, right. I totally did that because I know I'm like, she did not say Filippo back then. It was the 60s, and she didn't.
There was no Filippo.
Yeah. I grew up with like a love of performing. And, you know, I mean, I was like, dancing to Purple Rain in my basement, like back as a kid. You know, I was always singing and dancing, and I was like the Scarecrow in The Wiz at 13. And I was always, I just found that early on. I was always kind of being recruited to play basketball because I was tall, but I was always like, well, I'm a triple threat. And, you know, like my idea of a jump shot was like a Fosse hand, and, you know, so awesome. I was like, yeah, I'm not going to do, I know I'm tall. Like I was 5'10" at 13. So, but I found dance and it helped me to just stand up straight and own my height and found acting and doing musicals. And then from there, went on to college and then came out to LA and that was probably my first, one of, you know, bigger fears of like, to pursue a dream, you know, and go for it. And
where does Monte Carlo fit in?
Oh, Monte Carlo. Oh, I'd like totally skip. I don't know how much of the life story you want.
Monte Carlo.
Sorry. I did come to LA and I actually did audition for this gig in Monaco, which was amazing. It was to open up on the weekends for like Earth, Wind & Fire and Natalie Cole and Barry White and Stevie Wonder. And I had actually auditioned in Chicago for the same job and didn't get it. And then I came to LA and that same thing came around again. And it just said like to live in the south of France for 3 months. And I just thought,
okay,
24-year-old doesn't want to do that. Right.
Another,
and get
yes.
paid and like do perform. Exactly. Yeah. So I auditioned again in LA and I still didn't get it.
Oh.
And then, you know, I just kept actually thinking about what it would be like to be there. It was like, I think I was doing visualization before I knew the power of it or that it was something. And they called me. Someone had dropped out in New York. And they called me and said, I have to fly to New York like the next day. And all of a sudden I was walking on Broadway to a dance studio to, you know, catch up on all the numbers I hadn't learned. And then I was off to Monaco. And even then I thought they're going to fire me. Like I'm not going to catch up in time. And but I didn't. And I went to Monaco. And then from there, you know, the funny thing is all the dancers there in Monaco said they were actresses in New York. And I thought, no, you're a dancer in Monaco because, like, you're here and you're staying for the next gig. And they would all say that. And I remember going on the plane home going, the only way I'm going to come back to Monaco is as an actress in the Cannes Film Festival. Because I was just like, well, if this is the epitome of dance, I was kind of done. I was like, well, if this is it, just coming back here every year just didn't seem like it was like, check the box,
oh,
I did it.
Wow.
So literally 5 years later, I came back to Cannes as the lead in a film with my now husband, who at the time I didn't know would be my husband. But so yeah, there's the longer, sort of crazier story.
Wow.
So yeah, sort of, you know, how life is, you know, you try things and you help. It helps you make a decision, and that helps change your life to something bigger or better. So dancing helped me realize, okay, I don't want to do this anymore, actually.
When I know what you said when, you know, they're going to fire you, blah, blah, blah. But even before that, when you were in Chicago and you didn't get the job, where did you go with that? Did you go, I'm a loser, I'm not a good dancer? Or where
so
did
funny.
You go?
You know, I went back to Hubbard Street Dance Company and took 5 classes a day. That's like where I went with it.
Because you, know? You like, because I need, obviously, I'm not
like,
good enough.
I, you know, it's like, I mean, I've come to understand so much of what happened as we do later in life. Now I look at it. Oh, failure was feedback, you know, and I did take it. Of course, you get down and you get bummed, and I still get bummed about things that don't work out. But it's like, okay, have your moment or your week or your night or whatever it is, and then how are you going to – then what are you going to do? So I just, you know, it was like, well, if I didn't get that, what can I control? Well, I can control getting more training and committing more. And yeah, and so I did. I would go down on the bus and, like, go downtown, and I would do like 5 classes a night, and it was awesome.
On the bus, like,
I'm like, yeah, I
through was, the snow.
Yeah, right, exactly. In my
I was ill both ways.
Right. Yeah, you know, it was, it. I think no has always fueled me to, I don't want to say try harder because the word try, just commit more. No has always made me be like, okay, fine. You know, no has fueled my fire, so. It was like, oh, it's no? Okay, fine. I'm going to make it yes, I guess.
See, so in a way, you've been doing all this stuff all along.
I so have. Yes, yes. I've been doing it all along. And I've been, you know, as you do it, you go, I've always been fascinated how things.
How did it work this time?
Yeah,
or
why did
why
it work?
Did it work
or
this
how
time?
Did you, yeah.
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 Or why didn't it work this time?
Exactly.
And maybe because it didn't work, there might be a good reason.
Yeah. You know, and It was just that I just so as now, you know, years later, you can look back on your life.
Right.
And if you really can believe in the timing, you're like, Oh, it all worked out like it was supposed to. And, you know, in so many ways.
I like to call that the right left turn. It's all those left turns you take that that
good.
You think you made the wrong
right
turn
yeah.
but it ended up being exactly the turn you were supposed to make. I know I'm going to hear about this later.
No,
Josh,
I love
but,
it.
Well, I was talking to a client today, and in our session, it was a lot of praise about him finally getting the job that he's been wanting.
Uh-huh.
He thought he had the job 6 months ago, and then they said they couldn't make him an offer. And 6 months have passed, and he's been so down on himself, and it's taken like everything, every session
right.
to try and get him up. Well, the thing is, it's like now they made him an offer.
Mm.
It is so, because the company has changed so much, it is such a better offer
right.
that if he had worked all 6 months, he's still making more money today
wow.
than he would have that whole 6 months.
Right.
And so how can we like see that? How right?
Yeah, and I think that is you know, it's just tapping into your inner sort of self of knowing, like, if you really knew that everything always works out for me, if that is my mantra, like everything's always working out for me. So then even when it seems like it's not, it actually totally is. And sometimes I have to remind myself that three times a day. Like, I think I reminded myself yesterday. It's not like you're, I don't think, it's like showering. You don't do it once and then you're like clean for the rest of your life. You know, it's
nice.
It's like you have to, you know, it's a...
It's like a it's positive a shower.
It is. You have to, yeah, I do. I mean, I definitely shower myself in positivity. And now I've learned over the years, I used to be like joy in Inside Out, where it was like, I was, if you guys, of course you've seen Inside Out. Have you guys seen Inside
Out? Sure.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. You know, when I watched that, I was like, oh my gosh, I was joy for so many years, where it was like, everyone needs to be happy. And now I've learned, oh no, we can have all the emotions and invite them all to the table and, mm-hmm. and you know, so what started out as just positive, it's like it's really dealing with, well, what happens when fear comes up, or what happens when all this other stuff comes up? How do you handle that?
And if you're around fearful and negative people, then you just go home and take a shower.
Right. Well, there you go. That helps too.
So, well, if we're going to get down to the what you coach people on through
right.
through your actor's inspiration. Actually, the website is actorinspiration.com, right?
Yep.
So we're going to get down to exactly what you do there. But
awesome.
When we come back, before we get to all of that, you have done so many fun things, worked with so many fun people. I mean, come on, some of the voiceovers you've done and all that. We don't have to talk about Mervyn's anymore. But,
okay.
but we don't have to bring that up again.
It's a good start.
But we'll have to... We'll have to touch on some of that. We'll,
sure.
Can we do that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I am open.
We'll be back in just a few minutes with our guest, Wendy Braun. And a little later on, live music by La Palabra, all on the Life Changes Show right after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen. And the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up. A second grader named Chandler said, I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life. And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, this is a great story. Bravo, Shadow. The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, sitting here with Mark Legere and our guest, Wendy Braun. We had some funny stories happening there during the commercial. We promised to keep it funny throughout. Actually, let's just start right now. So,
sure.
So you let's talk about some of the... You don't want me to mention them, do you? I mean, even General Hospital. I mean, that thing's been around for...
Yeah.
Not that thing. That show's been around for ages.
That was like... an amazing moment. Mark Teschner, amazing casting director, offered me this role of Miss Iris Sneed, who's the hospital administrator. I went there thinking I was going to do one episode. I did the one episode, and they brought me back for 10 more. And then that turned into...
Tonight Shift,
their spinoff. And I went to that, and it was an amazing time. It was awesome. And then like I got engaged at the same time, and it was just like this high life of an actress of being on the show, and just, it was awesome. It was a great place to work.
Okay, so from all the TV and the voiceovers, oh, speaking of voiceovers, actually, it's funny that here in this very studio, you're like, I've been here. You knew Brent Hahn here at Studio Noho. You've done voiceovers.
It's a small world. I used to live right down the street, actually.
What have you done here? Can you remember anything specific?
I'm sure auditioned for plenty of campaigns here.
Campaigns? What's a campaign?
A campaign is like more than one. Like, I was the voice of Vons for like... throughout two pregnancies. So for like 3 years, where every week they'd bring me in to say, Rancher's Reserve ribeye roast is $5.99 a pound. And then pay me. And I'm like, this is awesome.
Is it really, or you just made that up?
Well, I don't know if it's on sale right now,
but it probably
will be. Like, I don't want to give that
I'll be
out.
Right back.
And Vons did not approve that, but that's just me saying, you know. Yeah, so a campaign is where, like,
that's
you go in every week.
I had no idea. Wow.
And yeah. And right now I'm doing a bunch of voiceovers for Old Navy, so I go in next week and do more Old Navy. And then if you're driving around, you'll hear me on the radio about
Old
Navy.
Well, now I'll know, because I actually have friends who are voiceover, and I hear their voice. I'm like, oh, that's so-and-so or that's so-and-so.
Yeah.
Now I'll know when I hear your voice.
People call me all the time. They're like, I just heard you on McDonald's. Actually, my kids were in the car the other day, and I came on the radio. That was a cool moment. My kid kind of... he was like, oh, mommy. And he sort of didn't care, but it was fine. he looked at me like, that's interesting, you know, and then went back
but
to
But he hears that every day.
So. Yeah, exactly. He's like, yeah, I know her. Turn her off, please. Mommy, can you change the channel?
So what's the most fun aspect of your acting career now?
Oh, gosh, you know, I think, like, I just worked with Danny DeVito. I played his accountant on It's Always Sunny. And just to go in on these different sets, on these different shows, and, you know, in one way you're like the new kid, so you get there and whatever. But then the camaraderie of what's going on, especially on that show, was just amazing. And we improvised and, like, played. And so just to play. It's like I get to play for a living, and I remind myself like how amazing that is, and
more
the opportunity
people should
of
play
that.
For
yeah,
a living.
Yeah. And it's lovely. I mean, you know, and then you go home, and I have two young kids, and it's also and all they do is play, and so they're like my best teachers. But you know, I work on like Castle, and I come home, and it's also the fact that when I get back from Castle, I remember it was in October, all my kids cared about was, did I bring them candy corn from craft service? Like, that was all, that's all they wanted to know. So it grounds you. Like,
grounds
yeah, yeah.
You, right?
It's like, you know what? This is just fun. This is great. I'm glad I kept going. I still keep going. And then I love balancing my life of like career and family and having, and then being able to help other people. It's just been it's fun to spin all the plates and try to be present wherever I'm at.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, talking about helping other people.
Yeah.
I improvised that.
Totally.
That was totally me. How to conquer your fears, tap into your greatness. So what said to you, I'm going to start this thing for actors?
You know, it's so funny because I think it calls you. Like, I didn't sit down one day and say that. It was, well, part of it ironically came out of me being completely type A and getting pregnant with my first child and be like, well, what am I going to do for 9 months? Like, I want to create, you know, we're always creating as actors, and when you're pregnant, you maybe aren't working as much. So, and a lot of actors kept asking me, what do you do to book jobs? Like, where's your mindset when you walk in the audition room? So when I was pregnant, I thought, what if I sat down and just wrote out and then recorded, because I had the equipment, what you would say to yourself if you were an actor and you wanted to get into a good mind space, a good headspace before you walked in the room. And so then I literally sat at my computer with my eyes closed. I had a good typing teacher like in seventh grade, so I'm a good typer. Typed with my eyes closed, and just this album like poured out of me. It's like 13 tracks, it's 30 minutes, and it was just everything of like visualizing a positive outcome to letting it go when you leave, and all the steps that an actor could take to just like be there and control what you can, and like let go of any other negative energy around you, be present, feel great, and leave, and then let it go. And then and at the time, I'll make a CD, and I would, like, mail them out, you know? And I started I guess it was blogging back then. I didn't even know it was blogging. I just thought, I just was looking on the internet for a place to go to where I could get inspired about this business, and I couldn't find it. So I was like, well, I'll just start giving all the information I know and the inspiration. And then people started showing up, and wanting it. So it sort of evolved out of that space.
Wow. Actors need to know about you.
Yeah, you know, my following, the people who do know about me, they love what I do, and it's helped them so much. I think that's been the biggest gift. I'm like moved to tears probably on a weekly basis from the emails I get all over the world of people who've used my stuff and have changed their not only their careers but their inner happiness. I think it's, you know, balancing both has been you know, the goal.
Wow. I have some people that I think I want to introduce you to that
sure.
I think can help get your message out even more.
It's all, thanks. I mean,
along with what we're doing right now.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's all, like anything, it all comes from my own, like, need to figure it out myself and everything I've gone through, you know? And then the other thing was, like, you know, my mom had passed away shortly after I had done that and I had kids. And I realized the thing you miss the most when your parents go is this. Because my dad had passed away years earlier, was the sound of their voice.
Mm.
Like, the thing you'll never, you know, you may have pictures, but them call, like, the sound of their voice. And I thought, not only did I do the albums, but I just started creating an audio every month of, like, just me tapping into what my highest self would say to myself to get me through all different kinds of situations. And then now actors use those as well. They're just individual audios that I create. And, you know, I just thought if one day when I'm not here and my kids need all this kind of positive upliftment, they'll probably be like, I'm not listening to that stuff. But maybe they will.
I bet you they will.
Yes.
So, yeah.
And thank you for saying, actually, that it's you, how did you say it? That you kind of, this is something that you needed, or
yeah,
you're looking for it yourself, right?
Totally.
And so I like that because so many people aren't honest about that. They're saying, well, I created this for people who don't know things. And
right.
It's like, no.
To this
we
day.
We teach what we need to learn.
Absolutely. And I still, I mean, now actors will go out and use it and have amazing results. And I'm like, wait, which one did you listen to? Like, yeah. I'm literally like
I want to listen to
I need to relearn the thing
right?
I taught you.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, well, see, we talked about my book, right? The Little Dog That Could earlier. Well, Dorothy says that to me. And Mark says that to me. There's this book you should read on occasion
when our worst student, but our best teacher. Like, I don't know why that is.
Well,
but.
And to that end, not only that, but we started the show very much on that principle.
True.
We started sharing our journey together.
That's
And overcoming our stuff and, you know, helping each other out.
And that's
really
isn't
the genesis
it amazing
of it.
When you do that, when it's so personal and you so need it, how many people it ends up serving. Like, I have goosebumps at the thought of that because it's not just you guys who needed it. Now look at all the lives, the ripple effect.
Yeah.
You probably don't even know of what your show has done. Just you guys being totally authentic and honest about what might not be working, you know?
Thank you for saying that. And
yeah,
Mark,
thank
you for reminding me because we said, you know, this should be a show because we were learning things along the way. So this is what you did. This should be an MP3
or
you're actually, or this should be a CD at the time. I don't know.
Now it's an MP3. Way more fun. Actually, it was a guy in London a bunch of years ago. He's like, do you have this, you know, in downloadable form? I was like, that's a really good, I should probably do that. Like, it's.
Was it a CD or was it actually a cassette?
It was never a cassette. I just started in like 2009. So it was totally a CD. I still have a few.
It was a reel to reel.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was carried around the bag.
33
like,
or 78.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is actually something you give away free, or there's a
What I do is, so my album for actors is called Creating Powerful Auditions, and there's one track on it that I give away on my website for free, and actors use just that track. It's called Success in the Audition Room, just about being totally present in that room and then dealing with any fears or nervousness that comes up before it. So just that track, I help actors sort of turn fear and doubt and anxiety into confidence and ease in under 5 minutes. Like, you listen to it, and you're like, you address all the stuff, and we'll talk about it because I want to help you with your week this weekend with the thing. How do you... You know, high-stakes situations. Because at home, we're all great. You do your rehearsal or whatever. You're like, awesome. And then you walk in a room, and you thought there were two people, and now there's 18.
Right.
And you tank.
Yeah.
And I've done that. I've done that and go, oh. And so through those situations, it's like, how do we show up in super high-stress situations and not, you know— fall short of what we wanted to
or
do.
Or there's traffic on the way there, or...
Right, or someone in the waiting room, or you see some ex-boyfriend, or you see some girl you weren't friends with, and then, or whatever, all this sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you're sweating because it's a hot day or the car.
All of that. So I give away the free that piece of it. And even people who just use that piece. And I realize so many people have told me it's not just for actors. I thought, oh, you know, even entrepreneurs who are walking into a room, you know, anyone
Absolutely.
Who's walking into any room could use it and help themselves sort of readjust their focus.
That's awesome. And so people can get that at actorinspiration.com.
Yeah. On the homepage, there's me telling you about it. And if you just put in your info, you can download it in seconds.
And then the other ones are available as well for purchase, right?
Yeah. Yeah, the other ones are available. And now I have like a spotlight group. They're my actors who I mentor every month. And they really, it's a collaborative effort. Not only is it something usually what I'm going through, but I put it out to them. Hey, guys, what are you struggling with? And they all sort of give me their feedback. So they're now my muse. And from there, I create my next audio. And so it's every month I create a new audio. Of you know, this month it's been inviting in more abundance, and how do you do that? And that's actually free right now. I give away a free one if you join the Spotlight group. It's like free for the first 30 days. So if it's April, but in April you can get that for free just by checking out Spotlight. And if you want to stay in, you can stay in, or if not, you can cancel and keep your free. Inviting in more abundance. So, yeah.
I thought she was going to go into one of those commercial voices.
The infomercial. Not at all.
Well, earlier she did it for Beef. Might as well do it for you.
I have to do it for my own stuff, right? I know.
At actorinspiration.com. Of course, we're talking to Wendy Braun. If you want to follow Wendy, you could follow her on Twitter at Wendy_Braun. And Braun is spelled B-R-A-U-N. I don't know that I need to spell Wendy. It's Wendy, not Windy. So it's at Wendy, WENDY_Braun. And then also at Actor in Spirit.
Yeah, it's funny. To shorten Actor Inspiration, I realized I was shortening the word, but it turned into an I. And if you actually shorten Actor in Spirit at, it should be an A-T, but it's Actor in S-P-I-R-I-T. And I realized that's exactly what I am. It's like an actor in a spiritual sense, making sense of this wacky business.
Thank you for explaining that.
So anyway, Actor in Spirit. Anyway, you probably don't need the...
No, it's perfect.
I'm a compulsive over-explainer.
We wanted that.
Great.
And we got it. So when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more with Wendy Braun and a couple more laughs, I am sure. And a little bit after that, we are going to have La Palabra live here in Studio NoHo, all in the Life Changes show right after this.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, lifechangesnetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
We're back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, and I can't stop smiling because Wendy Braun's in the house. And I'm sitting here with Mark Leger, and we're having a great time. In just a few minutes, we're going to have La Palabra joining us, and we're going to kick it up a notch even from there. But Wendy, before we go, I know you have some tips that not only will help me, I'm going to be fine, and we all know that, but will help us all. So
yeah, absolutely. You know, I think the thing of it is whenever we step out and do anything creative, fear is going to arise. And just knowing that... most people are, it's not fear that you need to deal with, it's your relationship with fear. So very simply, I've sort of coined a little acronym to help people have a ball even when fear arises. And I use the acronym of ball because most people, when fear comes up, so you're about to go on stage and you're like, most people, whether you're an actor or a presenter or whatever you're doing, they do everything to get rid of fear. You push it away, you try to shake it off or walk it out or like lotus pose it. Like you could meditate all morning and when you walk in that room, it's going to come up. So now what? My meditation from 8 hours ago isn't working in the high stress situation. So
Good point.
Fritz Perls, he's like the famous psychologist, and I wish I knew this like 20 years ago, but he says fear is excitement without the breath. It's like, wait, what? So physiologically, it shows up in the same way. So you can mindset shift it to understand that you're having excitement, or you can still have fear, either way. But knowing fear is excitement without the breath. So to have a ball, I use the acronym BALL, B-A-L-L. So first thing you're going to do this weekend, or anyone listening who has fear at a high stress situation, is breathe. Mm. Breathe, very simply.
Because we stop breathing.
Because you stop breathing. And as an actor, I have to breathe life into a character. As a speaker, you're breathing life. As a business owner, you're breathing life into your idea. Mm. And a lot of times we're like, you hold your breath, and then you try to act like you're not nervous, which is bringing the most inauthentic version of you to the stage. Everyone can feel it. Everyone starts getting nervous for you, and they're scared that you're going to, like, you know.
And then they stop breathing.
And then they stop breathing. Right. Everyone's like, what's he, you know? So breathe. It's literally just breathing. It slows down your heart rate, you know, and it just is just that mindful moment. Breathe. B-A-L-L. Breathe. Acknowledge. So instead of running from the fear and trying to, like, shake it out and walk it off and whatever people do to get rid of it. I just did smoking, like, smoke it off. Is you acknowledge it.
That's the 70s.
Yeah, that was so, like, yeah. You acknowledge it by literally saying hello to it. So you're going to be off stage. Breathe, acknowledge. Oh, wow, I'm feeling fear or excitement, whatever you want to call it. You're going to literally locate it in your body. Is it in your throat? Is it in your chest? Is it in your stomach? It's an energy sensation. That's really all it is. We're labeling it fear. You could label it excitement. You could say, I'm excited to be here. But you're going to acknowledge it by just saying hello to it, right? So B-A-L-L. The next L is you're going to let it grow. It actually seems counterintuitive because you want to go out there not feeling fear. Guess what? It probably won't happen. It's okay. You are going to let it grow. You actually say to your fear, like, hey, you know, fear just wants to keep you safe. And safe is not doing anything outside your comfort zone, including maybe going up there when you haven't in a while or whatever it is, right? Or me walking into an audition room. That is not safe, according to my ego, because my ego doesn't know what to expect. It's the unknown. So,
and you're going to be judged in that.
Yeah, and all the things. It's like, So breathe, acknowledge, let it grow. You actually say, hey, fear, I feel you. I feel you. I literally feel you. I'm going to just sit for a moment, 5 seconds, 10 seconds, and allow you to get bigger. Most people are like, try to stuff it away. I'm going to allow you to get bigger. And you sit there. And if you allow your fear to grow and you actually let it be heard, it will actually dissipate. If you what you resist persists, what you allow, it will just soften because it's being heard. So breathe, acknowledge, let it grow, and then let it go, where you're literally like, you just let go of the whole idea. You don't let go of the fear necessarily. Again, you're not trying to manipulate it out of you, which I did for a long time before auditions. You let it go like a hot air balloon. You let go of the need to change it, to fix it. You're like, you know what? I'm doing something I'm called to do. If I feel fear, it means I am called to do this. That's what it actually means. It's like, how exciting is that? If fear is paralyzing you, it means you absolutely are in your genius zone and you are meant to do this. But so you're going to bring that fear. You're like, fear, it's like holding the hand of a four-year-old. If a four-year-old said he was fearful, you wouldn't be like, go away. You'd be like, come here. Here, I'll hold your hand. Let's go. It's going to be okay. And that's what you'll do when you're feeling fear of, like, oh, you know, I used to think after 20 years in the business, I should walk in and not feel fear. And then I remember reading, like, Bruce Springsteen and Barbara Streisand get nervous before every performance. Mm. Oh, it must mean what if it just meant you care? Mm. It just means I care. I'm showing up. And that, if creativity is there, fear is going to be there. So breathe, acknowledge, find it, let it grow, like allow it to be bigger than you want it to be, and then just let it go. And then
now you
go
can
out
go
there.
Back after that modeling gig.
Yeah. Yeah, for those who know that story. you were meant to do this.
That's
listen
what they're
to
saying.
You. Listen
yes,
to you.
I
look
am,
at you.
Thank you. Thank fabulous. You.
Wow.
I take that in.
It's brilliant.
Yeah. I'm seeing you. We're doing an event, big stage. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Wendy Braun, and she comes out and does, and we all have a ball.
I love it.
Get it? B-A-L-L.
I love it, right?
This has been so much fun.
So much fun.
What took us so long?
I don't know.
I don't know, but let's not let it happen again. Let's do
it.
Let's do it real soon again.
Thank you.
This is great. Wendy Braun, and of course, we're talking about actor inspiration, of which we got a whole big dose.
Yeah, I guess.
Just now. Actorinspiration.com or follow her at Wendy_Braun or at Actor in Spirit. And I could tell you all how we got to Actor in Spirit, but
yeah, it's okay.
Just rewind and listen to it again. What a pleasure to have you here.
You're
amazing.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
you guys
for
are
joining
too.
Us.
This is awesome.
So looking forward to the next thing we do together. In the meantime, we've got some live music coming up, and it's La Palabra right after this here on the Life Changer Show.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Gary Zukav, and Kyle Cease on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and at Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back, and we are joined by this well-respected bandleader, singer, songwriter, pianist, recording artist, a record producer, arranger. He is so many things, and he is the inventor of salsa romántica latina, the whole music genre. We are happy to introduce to our listening audience La Palabra.
Well, Filippo, I'm very happy to be here with you today, sharing this moment and listening to such a wonderful educational moment that I'm really learning a lot today.
Well, I'm glad you say that because I was going to mention this later. Yes, we're all always learning, but you actually have a book out as well where you're helping people learn. Tell us about the book real quickly.
Yes, my book is about my journey. It's called Journey Beneath My Skin. And it has to do with my life when I started in Cuba as a little kid and how I came to the United States in New York and how the process of getting into the music scene in Detroit and also getting into a time in Detroit where Detroit was going through some really racial situations. And I was a new kid in the block looking and saying, what's going on here? Because we never had that in Cuba. And so my book deals with a lot of history from my perspective. And also it takes you through how you have to be, like you say, conquer your fears, because that's something that I learned to do. And in order to be standing here talking to you right now.
You have obviously done it very well, and maybe thanks to so much of what you've done. Your music speaks for itself. It's been on TV shows, and it's been on films. Just to mention a couple here, like ABC's Ugly Betty and Six Degrees, and on Fox's So You Think You Could Dance, and a movie release coming up soon, or actually just past $186 to Freedom. I mean, you've done some things.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, my last song was in a movie called Learning to Drive with Ben Casey. That's his name.
Okay,
you know the guy that
I know that's somebody's name.
You know the guy that met Gandhi.
Yes.
What's his name? this actor?
Yes. I think it's Ben Casey.
Ben Casey? Yeah.
I think so.
Ben Kingsley.
Yes.
See, thank you.
Ben Casey's like some YouTube sensation. Yeah. Kingsley, yeah.
Thank you. So when you were a kid, you must have played congas or whatever they're called.
Well, what happened is my grandmother used to play the piano. And
Or the piano.
Yeah.
you were close.
I see a conga or something. No. Not because it's Cuba, but tell me you played congas.
No, I do play congas.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. So your grandmother had a piano and played it.
Yeah, and she wanted, before she passed, to teach all her grandkids to play the piano. So that's how it all started. She got the piano in Cuba, and we were all little kids. And when she brought the piano in, we used to run from school to the house to see who got to the piano first.
That was really
every day we used to do that.
Wow.
And I was always, you know, so excited to learn a new lesson. And to me, it was a challenge. And as the other kids fade it out, I just fell in love with it, with music. And it was like being in love with a lady that's very beautiful.
Mm.
And it was just so inspirational. Every time I learned a song, it was like a challenge to learn it and then to play it correctly. Mm. And to me, that was the most beautiful thing.
And then you played the congas.
No. Actually, correctly. You know, I never played the congas till I came here to this country.
Oh, really?
I used to play the piano all the time, yeah.
Oh, wow. So you write, you sing, you perform, obviously. We were joking earlier about when you sing, can we get up and dance? I mean, that's something that always happens, I'm sure, no matter when you perform.
That is the goal in my music, to make you dance and also to have a very romantic experience while you're dancing.
Speaking of romantic experience, tell me about the song Lady and how it correlates or how it relates to your music.
Well, you know, Lady was made famous by Kenny Rogers, and it was written by Lionel Richie. And I happened to hear that song, and I really love this song. And I made an arrangement in salsa, and that became my signature song. And I met Lionel Richie in the Beverly Hills Hotel about, you know, a few years ago. And I remember I saw him in the corner, and I said, hey, let me say hello to Richie. So I go over and I say, hi, Richie, what are you doing? My name is La Palabra. And he goes, La Palabra? And I was shocked because he knew my name. So he says to me, let me tell you what happened. I was in Italy. And they told me that my song was really popular, but it wasn't my version. It was your version.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, your songs have been very popular all over. And in Peru, tell us about that.
In Peru, I had my song, El Tuntun de tu Corazón, which means the heartbeat of your heart, was number one. It was the most played song in 2011, 2012. Also in Colombia. And as a matter of fact, that song is one of the songs that is really, right now, if you go like online, you know, those radios, like on TV, they have those music stations, you hear El Tuntun quite a bit. Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. Well, what are we going to hear today?
Well, today we're going to hear El Tuntun de tu Corazón.
Okay, that very song. All right, well, here's the song that topped the charts in Colombia, and it was the most played song on the radio in Peru in 2011. Live here at Studio NoHo, we have La Palabra singing El Tuntun de tu Corazón on the Life Changes Show.
Ven que te necesito, te necesito, te necesito. No quiero que tú te vayas, no quiero sentirme solo en la cama. Te quiero hacer el amor, quiero sentirme dentro de tu corazón. Y tú bien sabes que yo soy el hombre que te quiere, sí. Ven que te necesito. Te necesito. Esa cintura cuando se menea y yo estoy dentro de ti me hace enloquecer.
háblame en el oído, dime cosas lindas, dime papi sí. Aráñame toda la espalda, clávame las uñas con toda pasión. Quémame con tus gemidos, que con tu murmuro derrites mi amor. Yo te necesito, sí. Te necesito. Esta cura que necesito, solamente tú me la puedes dar. Eres la medicina, eres la enfermera de mi corazón. Apriétame en tus senos y dame el tum-tum de tu corazón. Mójame con tus delicias, mójame completo, mójame de amor. Yo te necesito, sí. Ay, ay, te necesito. Cuando se menea y yo estoy dentro de ti, me hace enloquecer. Háblame en el oído, dime cosas lindas, dime papi sí. Aráñame toda la espalda, clávame las uñas con toda pasión. Quémame con tus gemidos, que con tus murmuros derrites mi amor. Yo te necesito, sí. Te necesito. Yo te necesito, sí. Te necesito. Cuando me aprietas en tus senos, yo siento el tum 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 de tu corazón. Cuando me aprietas en tus senos, yo siento el tum 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 de tu corazón. Que yo te quiero, muchacha, te quiero de verdad. Siento el tum, tum, tum de tu corazón. Pero quédame tu amor, cosa rica, que te quiero, sí.
Siento el tum, tum, tum.
Pero quédame, pero quédame tu amor, porque te quiero, mujer.
Siento el tum, tum, tum de tu corazón.
Cuando te hago el amor, cosa rica, cómo te mueves. Porque tú sabes que yo soy el hombre que te quiere. Porque tú sabes que a mí me gusta ese tum tum.
Yo siento el tum 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 de tu corazón.
Ese tum 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 que tiene tu corazón. Cuando tú me mimas me das refugio, me das calor, mi mami sabrosa. Me sobra el dinero para comprarte diamante, comprarte un yate. Apriétame, mímame, acurrúcame, romancéame. Come on.
Come on, come on, come on, indeed. La Palabra live on the Life Changes show. Fantastic. So that's, I could see why that was popular all over. I imagine it was popular here in the Latin community as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I traveled to many places in the U.S., New York, Miami, you name it.
Well, speaking of which, earlier in the show, Wendy Braun mentioned that she worked with Stevie Wonder, and you have a Stevie Wonder connection as well.
Yes, I do. He was the one that brought me to Los Angeles in the 80s.
Ah.
Yeah, I was in Detroit, and I was performing with a group, and the group that he was producing liked the way I play the piano, so I auditioned for Stevie Wonder, and he liked the way I play, so we all came together in the 80s. And it was so exciting being in Los Angeles in the 80s. Oh, my God, you know, being in Detroit in the cold weather and then coming over here, it was, oh, my, yeah, I never forget the experience.
Actually, you're from Cuba. The weather there is mainly
it's warm, tropical weather. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and yeah. you know, the whole thing about Cuba and the relationship about music, and Cuba is like a fountain. When you go to Cuba, I think people are going to find out what made Cuba so vibrant in the 50s, you know. Mm. That part hasn't died at all. Mm. And it's very enlightening to see why Cubans are so respected musically around the world. Mm-hmm. Because anywhere you go, the people are playing something, but they are good at it. Mm. And they are innovative, mm. and they are very creative, and they adapt to new situations. Mm. So I'm very proud of the way the Cuban scene is happening right now.
Excellent. And if you all are enjoying listening to La Palabra here live in the studio, you could go to palabraonline.com. Of course, La Palabra means the word, and Palabra would just be word. Palabra spelled Palabra online.com. And we talked about the book earlier. The book is available there.
The book is available also on Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Oh, very good. And your music is, of course, as well on the website.
Yes.
Okay, and they can also find you on Facebook, right? At Orquestra La Palabra?
Yeah, Orquestra La Palabra official site. Mm-hmm. And also just La Palabra. Sometimes La Palabra is a little harder to find because you got so much religious thing with the word.
Oh, sure, the word, absolutely. Well, what are we going to hear next?
Well, we're going to hear a song called Se Nos Fue El Amor, meaning Our Love Left Us.
Our Love Left Us?
Yeah.
Se Nos Fue
El Amor.
El Amor?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, here's La Palabra again, live at Studio NoHo on the Life Changes Show, singing
Se nos fue el amor. You're doing great, Filippo. Tanto que la quería. Te esperé ansiosamente y no llegaste. Te busqué desesperadamente sin encontrarte. Ni las llamadas que te hice, corazón, tan siquiera contestaste. Y como un loco me pregunto una vez más el por qué tú te alejaste. Si tú sabes que te quiero y te venero, y en mi lecho yo te di un amor completo, ¿por qué te fijas de mi amor si yo te adoro con fervor? Quiero encontrar el regocijo de los dos. Cada segundo, cada minuto, cada dos horas sigo esperando siempre en ti, y me haces falta. Fueron tus besos que provocaron sentirme dueño de ti. Y hoy te suplico, vuelvas a mí y no te alejes más. Cada segundo, cada minuto, a todas horas sigo pensando en ti, mujer. ¡Hola, Felipo! ¡Ay, ay, ay!
Se nos fue el amor.
Se fue, no está, no sé. No me explico qué pasó.
Se nos fue. como el agua entre los dedos, así se nos fue el amor. Yo esperaba ansiosamente y mi amor nunca llegó. No, no, no. Pero no marqué las horas porque muero de dolor. Cada segundo, cada minuto, cada momento, mi vida lo siento.
Se nos fue el amor.
Ay, se nos fue el amor.
You can't help but dance.
Sabor solamente, Felipe, solamente sabor.
So what was that, cada segundo, cada momento, what was that?
Yeah, it's like every second, every minute.
Right.
And every hour.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved it. Good stuff. Congratulations for being La Palabra.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. It's my pleasure to, you know, share my music with a new crowd.
Yeah.
And I hope they enjoyed. I know it's in Spanish, but, you know. The soul is there, so usually the soul is what makes people communicate with music.
The soul and the ritmo.
El ritmo.
El ritmo. Yeah. Well, La Palabra and palabraonline.com is where you could find his book and his music and a lot more about him, actually, so much more. So you perform here in Los Angeles quite a bit.
I do. Actually, I used to perform all the time at the Conga Room. I was, like, all the time there. I've been traveling quite a bit, and I'm heading to Miami to finish my new CD.
Nice.
And do my new video. And then I am planning to come back here and perform some more in Los Angeles area.
Well, let us know. I'd love to see you live. And La Palabra, thank you so much for being with us.
Ah, the player is mine. The player is mine.
So happy to have you and happy to have had you, Wendy Braun. I'd like to thank Brent Hahn here at Studio NoHo for making us all sound so good. On behalf of our producer, executive producer Dorothy Donahue, and on behalf of our producer Mark Legere, I am your host Filippo Voltaggio, saying if your life changes as ours just did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.